This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. After his successful visit to France, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Washington, D.C. in the wee hours today in the second leg of his two-nation tour, where he will hold bilateral talks with U.S. President Donald Trump. India's ambassador to the U.S., Vinay Mohan Quatra, and other officials welcomed Prime Minister Modi at the airport. Members of the Indian community braved the harsh winters and gathered outside Blair House to welcome Mr. Modi, who is among the first few world leaders to visit the United States following the inauguration of the U.S. president. In a social media post after reaching Washington, D.C. this morning, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to meeting President Trump and building upon the India-USA Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. He added that both nations will keep working closely for the benefit of their people and for a better future for our planet. Prime Minister Modi met U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard this morning. The Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with President Trump in both the restricted and delegation-level formats. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to interact with senior U.S. administration figures, business leaders and members of the Indian community. Mr. Modi has been invited to visit the U.S. within barely 3 weeks of the new administration taking office. U.S. President Donald Trump said that he had discussed the ongoing war in Ukraine through phone calls with both Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Trump said that he and President Putin had agreed to instruct their respective teams to begin negotiations immediately. He also mentioned that he would initiate the process by reaching out to President Zelensky to inform him of their conversation. Meanwhile, the Kremlin stated that President Putin and Mr. Trump had agreed to meet in person with the Russian president, extending an invitation for Mr. Trump to visit Moscow. The Income Tax Bill 2025 is scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill, which is aimed at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax, has been listed in the business of the House. In her budget speech, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had announced to bring to a new income tax bill. She had also announced that individuals earning up to 12 lakh rupees annually will pay no income tax. The report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is also scheduled to be tabled in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha today, which is the last day of first part of the budget session of Parliament. Today is World Radio Day. Every year on 13th of February, World Radio Day is observed to raise awareness among the people about the importance of radio and to encourage access to information through radio. This year, the theme of the World Radio Day is Radio and Climate Change. In his message on World Radio Day, Chairman of Prasar Bharati, Navneet Kumar Sehgal said, "Through dissemination of news and information, radio has an important role in cultural and economic development of the nation." He said, with the motto of Bahujan Hitai, Bahujan Sukhai, Akashvani, which is the biggest radio network in the world, is reaching the people of the country. Conveying her greetings on World Radio Day, Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, said, "Since nearly nine decades, Akashvani is reaching the listeners with information, education and entertainment."
रेडियो की भूमिका के बारे में आप सब जानते ही हैं, पूरे देश में बल्कि पूरे विश्व में आकाशवाणी की अपनी एक आवाज है और उसके जरिए लोगों तक सूचना मनोरंजन पहुंचाने का आकाशवाणी ने हमेशा से काम किया है। जन सरोकारों से जुड़ा रहा है आकाशवाणी, हम लोग दोबारा उसी की प्रतिबद्धता दोहराते हैं।
एंड नाउ न्यूज़ फ्रॉम द ऑनगोइंग महाकुंभ मेला इन उत्तर प्रदेश प्रयागराज। To ensure a smooth travel of devotees in the Prayagraj Mahakumbh, shuttle buses will now be available along with e-rickshaws and auto-rickshaws to reach Sangam without hassle. This decision was taken earlier in a meeting held by the police commissioner with police officers and other senior officials. Prayagraj District Magistrate Ravindra Mathand said that this decision was introduced keeping in mind the convenience of the devotees. And that is the end of this news bulletin.